beneath the unfinished cathedral it sleeps. A being of incarnated hatred, a malformed leftover from before the days of creation. Cast away and encased in a great marble block, a chapter in its dark storm was amended when it was split open in the quarry. It's built forth from its chrysalis, leathery and headless, a foul mist breathing betwixt its lengthy limbs, woven of flesh and forsaken sin, thirsting for blood which it absorbed to its porous skin. It only just touched but a small cut on the mason's shin, and in a twitching spasm it came alive again, grasped hold of him and collapsed like a sponge wrung dry. For the next 55 years it roamed the countryside, savoring the suffering of peasants and deer. Its weird whistling and chirps were the last things they'd hear, and the bravest could not slay it. Their remains were found deflated and hanging from the face of a large boulder, as if some carnal parchments pasted. And so a monk with knowledge of the ancients was called forth to perform an archaic Babylonian ceremony to contain it. With the entrails of an infant, it was lured into that dim crypt where a trap was laid. Sealed behind a riveted iron gate, it was caged with the monk, along with four warriors in a bubbling cauldron of anointing oils, which they swiftly tipped, and in this violence it was bathed. The effect of the strange potion slowly stiffening its limbs, and then blessed spears to its spine, it was subdued and moved to the center of the tomb. And there in the fragile candlelight, performed an arcane sacrifice. He would take his own life and that of the four warriors with a knife of jade, all fallen like moths trapped in a place dusty and solemn. And the inscription read, follow them down the path of a dry bloody riverbed, a red circle drawn around the being that woke from before there were days. Their skulls were deep-brained and laid beside their necks flayed, a grim image painted on stone walls as all horrors echoed from the vaulted ceiling and rang with mortal pain as great warriors gave their flesh to keep that old evil contained. There they lay, now withered remains and their armor arranged, and so long as they stay, their spirits stand guard over the dark god, encapsulated in curving bony plates that are still slowly growing to this day. There beneath the unfinished cathedral sleeps